to the Food Sadist. This episode is named Making Me Ill. Neophilia is correlated with happiness, an engine of interest, one of timeless basic positive emotions among other emotions being joy, pleased, highly pleasurable to have our curiosity, interest piqued. We're stimulated with the openness to try new things, new experiences, within us actively seeking novelty experiences, leading us to recalibrate our taste, recalibrate our perspective. Our values change over time, and instead, we choose curiosity over comfort. One of the delights of life is seeing ourselves and our recalibration of our own taste change as well as others, especially our children. Therein lies a great secret to happiness, to eat with someone that changes and evolves. And that someone is you. Who better than yourself to treat to a delightful sustenance? It isn't so much about new things at all, but about a hunger for life. To cultivate a healthy appetite for life's offerings is to open your eyes to a world of beauty and adventure in the world of food. In Finland, they're well known for their saunas, as well as another S word, the fermented Sima drink. Sugar, water, lemon, yeast, life. The S word for sustenance. What I usually like to do is to bite down on the lemon. One bite down onto the snorkel mouthpiece as we peer into the sea. It is incredible how some of our living food has evolved of having no true bones, only cartilage, but very, very sharp teeth. Such teeth to bite, such as certain fish. They've evolved some of them with protein to keep blood from freezing in the cold waters. We have wetsuits, we're okay, but it's still truly remarkable. Most bony fish have two sets of jaws, mainly made of bone. Pharyngeal jaws allow the regular jaws to specialize prey capture. And in the fish, the second set of pharyngeal jaws in their throat and pharynx breaks up the food. With fantastic mobile jaw joints, mobile, so mobile, the moving parts of the skull swinging their upper jaw in and out of their face. It really provides that benefit of suction feeding. They suck and draw the delicious food, expanding wide their mouth cavity to draw water and swallow all that sustenance that comes with the flow. Later, as we removed ourselves from the sea and we refused the platter of unagi offered by the staff, freshwater eel or anago, seawater eel sushi. Its relative, moray eel, one of the many fishes with set pharyngeal jaws as well. Here at the Food Sadist, we're broaching all the annoying food subjects that make some audiences cringe or highly uncomfortable, but it's important to cover. Angula japonica is an endangered species. One drop of raw eel blood will cramp the muscle of the human heart. Now that's a bad unagi situation that I would prefer to stay out of harm's way. And then there's the cousin known as the longfish, eel-like fishes that use their hind legs to lever mating. Now that's a fish that knows how to use the pelvic fins, if you know what I mean. Food brings with it pieces of nature, and nature makes itself a home inside of us. We cultivate what we put in our mouths, much like a garden-living, breeding organism. The outside world parallels our inside world. By paying attention to the food we eat, the environment that we create and nourish that sits on top of our gut lining is at the mercy of what we choose to cultivate outside. It is a microbiome, the garden side and outside. Inside and outside, or an ill barren sea, even everything in moderation. That's what I'd say. Everything in moderation.
The S word. Sustenance.
Don't quote me on that one. Thanks for listening, and more to come.